Chapter 20. Out on those country roads, the veins and arteries, no toad is smarter. These simple, treaded virtues. The bugs flew well, opposed to the curved hue of those winged birds. These flyers embrace more zigzaggy hires, their thin, flaggy membranes, as soft and thin as fingerprints, twirling. But now flailing, hurling through not in such a way, and yet not so different. Let flay's feet this way lent their footprints, and his mind that way bent the sky prints. The movement finding stints of stillness and much few. Let him charge and barrel not through, but like Carol, or some such so-named gal, for what we may picture in our heads, pal, fixture not here, but light bowled out and shoot blazing. So may the stout gentle of flay Carol, moth otherly. As an up-repicking, let brotherly flicking dust chalk up old pen's ink and new crystalline hues, the sunk and all refuse thrown in and smiled and tempt so briefly goodly good that all unkempt coulds could, that rasp like raspberries still sounded still no more. Carry now throughout pores more fine, finely soaking, than ears e'en with their wax could be, choking all lax and stiff sounds up and through, and flailing McDrab's face like new, like old, one place all made of skin again, one smooth flapping fold flesh, as the women unmeshed wherewithal of face hair, smoother than baby skin, compared it now to then. Before Adonia, the time the smoothness pled no phonier than bled a riverbed run dry, almost, almost. As in those wry moments, flailing though knowing nothing of wry, yet walk so, those times after first love, when mimes all the movements on earth, as seen through the two ears of girthless ones ere near the age of adulthood, the first hoop of flamed loss misunderstood as cost to be metered and paid, minute by year, by soul waylaid in their control. So this time of leaves, dreams, and silence, of falling back by one's seams and zings and jerks off chairs, of thin lines and thinner pages. Flailing walked in sages calm for a long time's while, as happiness always pured like the Nile, through stays and fast-moving gush streams, through his uniqueness won, through reams of his self's none too inexhaustive bliss. Yes, always, always yes. And all that's dist is guessed, and after some silence the dusty fields gave way, and sense greeted the day with a path gravely, and grass laid out on tracks, and wide silliness taxed the creatures, the deer, hawks, geese, squirrel, chipmunk, fish, gamecocks, roosters, a swish of tall trees. On one side, a small thin steel canal, the type that chides a pal of a canal boat through a lock already. So, in new olden days, though both two ships did approach at the same time, two men, both being roach-strong, then got on top of the lock with canal poles and fought. Who blocked the best and brought the other in water, his boat would go through first. Though less hotter, more terse it would have been to flip for it or be civil, no clips of life drivel from that time down to us would. On the other side there, with wild flush, abides a wide river, the source of the canal. So there a horse gravel path, here on either side a bit of grass, then more than bits of water. Hidden fits beyond it trees and fields, lush and full fall foliage which wields beauty's spoilage. So that one could not tell if land interrupted water, or, well, to say the same, if the water interrupted the land. Daughter of the same hand conversed similarly, not only at that lobe, but across we's wee globe. One could not say if, when the water level sinks, it's then result of minks approaching land, eating the water, or if, at spring, retreating land, cat sneaks away, or is it neither, but just the flow begets all the crawl slow devouring. Flow, rock soil cut through each other that neither smock's mother was all perspective, at here as well abroad, all's given o'er for broad universalities. Flailing was happy there. On that path he was here walker both on and of waterways and landways. Above both, neither stays. Then someone came along. From behind on gravel there came a gong gabble kind of sound, and sharp clouds of dust fastly approached. A loud rolling noise poached forward. Flailing got down to the side among grass, and soon the sound showed pass an old mediocre automobile, color ochre a bit duller, and a few dents. The car zoomed beyond Flay, then turned, and by a far-flung yearn chance didn't fall over in canal or river, hovering by shivers towards Flaylin's direction, it heaving revolved, circumspectionless fed 180. A man got out, shirt and tie, sashayed in his walk-by, walking with, on, and air, as if to say, this here is the best here, and there's nothing to do about it. It's the best moment and route of my life sent, and I'm fine with that. His tie and collar were loosened, no hat to sir him, nor manner either, his eyes and smirk content. He spurred forth, his hand bent upwards in a greeting. "How you doing?" he spoke. "You're..." Flay, meeting him, choked. To which the man said, "Me? I'm just drifting along. All keys work for my song." "You drove a car," said Flay. "Well, I had to drive here so that today I'd steer myself around, go back the other way. Well, all on track. See ya." Brief while, it seemed as if he left. Got indoor, but then, just as if bereft a must, he said, "Oh yeah," drew from his pocket a pen, gold shone sun-like from its bold lettering, and threw it him. Flaylin caught it in hand. From man's smirk dim, a band of wide smileage appeared on the man's countenance. He leered forward some, since car's sound was still running, and said, "I think you'll need that." Sunning brief culled, the man climbed back in car, gave a swift salute wave, and, star on night, did pave the way back where he came, with dust, with noise, with life. And just the same jackknife after as before, car went automobilish. Ajar, just like a wish, was the pen, so Flay turned it so that point went in. With fingers learned Flaylin every part, the gold tip, the golden pen clip, the golden top. But blips from his senses' radar missed the gold letters until the car fettered away. Not until the vehicle so wide made it sway up path so thin, and as a sickle, wheels rose jump and dust, lost him, did he see M.T.G.